From the Sharks, Warriors, Giants, A's, 49ers, and Raiders. If it's Bay Area action you seek, they're talking about it. Hi, I'm Dan Rusinowski, voice of the San Jose Sharks. From the South Bay to the North Bay and everywhere in between, they have you covered. Get ready for Bay Area Sports Wrap with Lowell Tuckerman, Marco Ukalovich, and Ryan Leon.
Week 12 of the NFL is in the books, and the 49ers and Raiders are in the win column once again. I'm Lil Tuckerman with Marco Ukalovich and Ryan Leon. This is Bay Area Sports Wrap. The Raiders went to Seattle and got a big overtime win against the Seahawks, 40-34. Josh Jacobs with an 86-yard touchdown run in overtime to seal the win. And the 49ers flexed their muscles big time against the Saints, getting a shutout win, 13-0, over the Saints in Santa Clara. Gentlemen, beginning with the Raiders going to Seattle and getting that overtime win, you have to scratch your head when you watch this football team. So many clutch plays eluded them in many of their seven losses leading up to this Week 12 battle against the Seahawks. But you look at not just this game against the Seahawks, look at last week against the Broncos, pulling out an overtime win on the road, and here they are again, pulling out another overtime win on the road. And I guess you could say the script has flipped, Marco. This is a team that has come up big the last couple weeks, and it's frustrating at the same time because you have to ask yourself, where has this been all season?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I wish I knew really the answer to that. Why they got out to such a bad start as far as record-wise. They've been in pretty much every game this season except for the 24-0 shutout to the New Orleans Saints a few weeks back. And it's just been a question of them being able to close out games. And it's taken them this long to finally be able to do that. And you look back at those first 6 weeks of the season, every game that they had three leads of 17-0 or just 17 points or more, and they ended up losing those games. So you take account to if they were able to close off those games, where'd they be right now? They'd probably be up at the top of the AFC West with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 9-2 right now. Think about that. They're 4-7, but they easily could be 7-4, if not 8-3 right now. But this is a team that had a new coach coming in, and I think it's finally taken this long for them to buy into his system. You've seen, I don't know, for those of you who've seen the post-game reaction in the locker room that the Raiders have released these past 2 weeks after their victories, you see how the camaraderie is just so close with these guys. But like, you're right, where was this earlier? Why weren't they able to close out these games where they had leads in? And it just was a combination of either the offense not being able to close it out. Some of the play calling can be blamed on that with McDaniels, and some of the defense too, not being able to get off the field. So, while this two-game winning streak is a step in the right direction here, it probably is too late for them to make a playoff push, just because you look at the standings right now. You got three or four teams that are 7-4 right now, which means they have a three-game lead on the Raiders. And again, even if they were to win out, I don't think 10-7 is going to make the playoffs like last year. So that they just got to, really take one game at a time. I hate to sound and be the cliche here, but really, when you're 4-7 right now and you've had the season that you've had, you got to just do baby steps and just really concentrate on the next game and try to keep building off these two wins.
Ryan, as you know, I was on record 2 weeks ago, and maybe even a little before that, but I was firmly on record 2 weeks ago after the Raiders lost to the Colts to fall to 2-7, that the organization should seriously consider firing Josh McDaniels. Because I thought there was enough evidence at that point to show that, yes, this guy can run an offense, but he's not a leader of men. He can't run an entire football team in the position of a head coach. And I wonder if these past couple weeks have changed the calculus in terms of what the top brass of the Raiders organization thinks, and if this is indeed the beginning of a turnaround that the worst of it is done, and Josh McDaniels is indeed the head coach for the future and the years to come.
I mean, it's just two games. It's hard to say. I mean, even though you only have 17 games in a season, just the fact that the Raiders have been so streaky, and even though they won this game, they still gave up 34 points. That's not very good, in my opinion. I think anytime you're giving up 30 points or more, it shows you don't have it shows your defense is pretty shoddy. And the Raiders rank, there's only five teams that have a worse defense than them. So, you know, that's just really not going to get it done. You really need to do a better job of keeping the other team off the scoreboard. And the Raiders simply just don't do that. And they haven't been doing that at all this season. So I'm encouraged, sure. I mean, it's always important to win games no matter what. And that's the Raiders' credo, right? They've always lived by the motto of just win, baby. But unfortunately, the Raiders aren't doing a lot of that. So, sure, the win's good. The win was even more important because they indirectly helped the 49ers, since the Niners are the ones who lead the division now over the Seahawks. But I don't know. I'm not really sold yet. I have to see the Raiders win at least another game before I can be somewhat convinced that they're on the right track.
All right, gentlemen, let's move on to the 49ers' impressive 13-0 shutout win over the New Orleans Saints. And I got to tell you, I think this game perfectly encapsulates the 49ers' dominance. Once they took a lead, at no point did I feel like the game was in question. The Saints just could not move the ball against that 49ers defense and just displayed a lack of competitiveness because that 49ers defense was just that good. And Ryan, I really do think this is the classic display of dominance a great team shows against a not-so-great team like the Saints.
You can't say it's a lack of competitiveness. I mean, you think about it. The Niners won this game because they scored 13 points. That means they scored a touchdown and had two field goals, so they weren't exactly lighting up the scoreboard either. In fact, some of the stats were pretty similar. The Niners did have 21 first downs to the Saints 14, and total offense, they had 317 yards to the Saints 260. But the difference is they did pull off some key plays. I mean, you look at both teams, nobody rushed more than 35 yards, and that was Elijah Mitchell, who had to leave the game with another injury. So, it was an offensive struggle for both of these teams. And the fact that they held Alvin Kamara to 13 yards rushing on 7 carries, which is a 1.9 average, I mean, that is just terrible. So they really played a great game defensively, and I think it's kind of fitting in a way, because I was joking with Marco about Dennis Allen, who's now the head coach of the Saints. He comes back and he can't get any kind of redemption for being back in the Bay Area for all the failures he had as the Raiders head coach. But again, it's great. This is great for the 49ers. I mean, it shows how awesome their defense is. So good. They didn't allow a point in the second half in the entire month of November. And pitching a shutout, which is always an unusual feat in the NFL. Apparently, the last time the Saints had been shut out was like 2001.
Marco, thanks to the Raiders beating the Seahawks, the 49ers now have a one-game lead in the NFC West. And we kind of alluded to this a couple weeks ago about how we're starting to see the 49ers trend upward and Seattle kind of stuck in neutral or trending downward. Well, it's clear to me the 49ers now have a path to winning that NFC West, and this division is now theirs to keep.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing I just want to go back to with the evolving this game is that, the Saints, and I know statistically it doesn't look that way when you add everything up, but they still have a pretty good defense too, and they showed that. They hit Jimmy Garoppolo 6 times. They pressured him. They made his life hell during that game to where not only did they limit him, but they stopped, Elijah Mitchell and Christian McCaffrey, two pretty good running backs. So, while it looked like an offensive struggle or a boring game, quote unquote, you just had two defenses that were playing really good football, and the Niners just played a little bit better defense. I mean, their defense is so lights out right now. I don't think there's any way that they're going to get stopped other than injury. And the things they've been getting healthier. The only guy they're truly missing right now is Eric Armstead on that D line. But, Greenlaw's back, Aljaire's back, Treverius Ward, Jimmy Ward, they're back. They both had good games. And then, the most unsung hero of that defense to me is Talanoa Hufanga. And I mean, this guy pretty much saved that shutout when he knocked the ball out of Alvin Kamara's hands at the 2-yard line and that little short pass out in the flat that, you know, he was able to knock out, and Greenlaw recovered. And that basically, you know, sent the Niners on their way to, you know, making that zero stay on the scoreboard. So when you talk about them controlling their destiny, for sure, this division's theirs. I don't see Seattle, you know, really contending at all the rest of the season. Not when you allow the Las Vegas Raiders to score 40 points on you like that. You know, I know they got some weapons on the offensive side of the ball with Kenneth Walker the third taking over for Rashad Penny at running back. And of course you got Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, you know, as their stud wide receivers, but their defense is not the same defense that they had when they were the cream of the crop of the NFC in the mid to, you know, 2010s, whatever you want to call that decade. But they don't have that defense to compete with the Niners for the NFC West. And so the Niners, again, getting a guy like Christian McCaffrey, he's going to only get to add to their offensive arsenal. And I think going forward, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo's going to lead this team into the NFC West playoffs. The NFC West is really theirs, I think, now. I could already, you know, call it like the way we call some elections for certain states, right? You already know what the outcomes are going to be, right? And I see it the same way with this division as well. The 49ers now are just playing really good football, 7-4. Yeah, they had a couple of blips against Atlanta and Kansas City, but really ever since that game against the Chiefs, they've been playing really, really good football. They proved that in this month of November, 4 straight games, no points in the second half. And, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo threw 4 touchdowns the week before against the Arizona Cardinals out there in Mexico City. And that's another thing too. These guys are traveled a long distance on a short week and to come back and play the way they did. I mean, the way the defense still lit it up. And yeah, maybe the offense, you give them a little bit of excuse this week because again, they were coming back from a different country. So, but coming into this week, you talk about a great matchup though, with this Miami Dolphins team. I mean, now the Niners have won 4 in a row, but the Miami Dolphins have won 5 in a row. And this is going to be an epic matchup. I'm going to be surprised if NBC, what do you call it? Flips the script to put them on Sunday Night Football. Flex. There you go. I'm trying to think of the word flex, but yeah, this is that kind of a matchup we're going to have this Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, it's going to be a battle of two good defenses, two good run games. I'm excited to see what the 49ers are going to do the rest of the season.
The 49ers will host the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. That game kicks off at 1:05 p.m. at Levi Stadium. And the Raiders come back from their 2-week road trip. They'll be at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. That is a 1:25 p.m. kickoff time. For Marco Ukalovich and Ryan Leong, I'm Lowell Tuckerman. We'll be back next week to recap the 49ers and Raiders Week 13 action right here on BayAreaSportsWrap.com.